الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، we continue inshallah ta'ala with our tazkira session and reminders from the ajza and the chapters and the surahs that we recite in the nights of Taraweeh. Last night we recited the 19th juz of the Quran, and in the opening page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets a principle and a fundamental in relation to friendships and in relation to influences around us. Quran makes mention of an incident in relation to Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. He was one of the kuffar of Makkah and one of the leadership and the influential ones from among the Quraysh. When the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had reached him, initially he accepted Islam and came into the fold of Islam and became a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, being an individual who was from among the leadership of the Quraysh, he became influenced by those who were part of the leadership clan, and as a result he renounced Islam. He went back into kufr and had reached such a pitiful state that he even spat, Allah forbid, on the blessed body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This was given as an ultimatum to him that if you are sincere in your kufr and disbelief, then you need to portray this. And he portrayed it in the most unbecoming way in the action that he done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this in the first few verses of the 19th juz of the Quran. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ Allah speaks about what will befall him on the day of Qiyamah. That remember that day, يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ That where the oppressor, he will bite on his hands and he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا If only I had opted to be with the messenger and I opted for his way. Ya laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. If only I did not fall for the influence of those around me. If only I was sincere and understood the truthfulness of the message, then I would not have been in the pitiful, regretful, punishable state of today. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds of this, that لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي The influence of that friendship, it has misguided me from the message, the reminder. I knew what was right, I knew what was truthful, I knew what was the haqq, but instead I didn't opt to follow that. I let the influence around me follow. For you and I, and given that we have been having discussion related to social media in the last few days, this is a pertinent reminder that who do we befriend in the month of Ramadan? That what is our friend? Is it the dhikr of Allah? It is tilawah of Quran? Or is it the mobile that I keep and it deters me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ironically, the verse that follows this is exactly the complaint of the Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ In some interpretations, that the Qur'an will come on the day of Qiyamah, and it will complain to Allah, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا That my people, not others, my ones, those who brought belief in me, اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا That they distanced themselves from the Qur'an. For you and I, the lesson well into Ramadan, approaching the last third of Ramadan, perhaps a moment of reflection that how many ajza of Quran did I complete? How many Quran khatam did I complete? Recital of Quran, an excessive recital, is an objective in itself. Perhaps this serves as a moment that we look back, do a bit of introspection and reassess that how much time have I spent with the Qur'an, or will Qur'an complain about me on the day of Qiyamah?